Parsons. Flips it. Caught. Touchdown. Thielen.
Our visit with Adam Thielen brought to you by the Thielen Foundation and by Advanced Spine and Pain Clinic of Minnesota. NFL's leading wide receiver joins us now. Adam, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling, by the way? How's your health?
Pretty good. Just, you have the normal nicks and bruises through the season, but you just try to do your best to take care of your body throughout the week and get the reps in practice, and then hopefully you're good by Sunday.
What do we know about that Detroit defense that you'll be matching up against?
Well, they're good. They have a really good secondary. You know, they have some guys that a Pro Bowl corner and Slay, and he's usually their match guy. He's a really athletic guy who can pretty much do everything. He can be physical. He can run with anybody, and we're definitely going to have our work cut out for us.
Yeah, and then all the talk this week's been about Everson Griffin. Had you seen him much in practice, and how's he looking?
Yeah, no, it's been great to have him around. You know, obviously. He's such a exciting guy to be around. You know, he has so much fun with the game of football, and just to have him back in the locker room, and he's one of our brothers, so we're just happy that he's back and healthy, and we're going to be there to support him, and like I said, it's just been really good to have him around.
Is practice always the same, Adam, or are there weeks where you think it's a little bit better than other weeks?
Well, as far as performance-wise, yeah, some weeks are better than others. But, you know, most of the time it's practices, you know, laid out this very similar. But, you're going against different looks and you have different plays in for that week. And so it definitely is different as far as that goes. But the setup of practice is very similar. Timing of everything is very similar. And then, obviously, how you perform is week to week, day to day.
I hope you get a trademark on those yellow gloves of yours. I think they're becoming pretty popular.
Yeah, people definitely have a tough time with it when I don't wear them, so I better keep wearing them.
I know they do. Hey, a couple of things. How about the cleats or the spikes, the shoes? What are you going to wear this week?
I think I'm just going to keep it simple this week. I probably went a little overboard the last couple of weeks, but no, it's fun. You know, it'd be great too for our foundation to be able to auction those off. And, sometimes it's just cool to be able to, represent somebody that helped you, become who you are. And, obviously Joe Mauer, the guy who was a guy I looked up to as a little kid and was able to honor him with the cleats was pretty cool.
By the way, speaking of the Thielen Foundation, you have a top golf event coming up too.
Yes. December 3rd. We're really excited. It's our first fundraising event for the foundation, and I think it'll be a really cool event. You know, it's going to be a top golf event where anybody can play. You know, it's top golf's a game where you don't have to be a good golfer to play, and I think that's what's going to be really cool about the event.
You want to tell everybody what you and your wife went dressed as on Halloween?
We for the team Halloween party, we were spaghetti, meatballs, and then she was Prego because she's expecting, so she had the belly out and all that. So it was pretty good. It's pretty creative. My wife and her mom kind of put it together, and they did a really good job.
Yeah, I showed it to my wife. She was loving every minute of it. So, hey, I wanted to also, there's a picture, and we got it up on our Facebook page, of you, and it looks like a buddy wearing, is it a Randy Moss jersey? And I'm And who was 84? Chris Carter.
Yeah,
Chris Carter.
Chris Carter, yep. So yeah, we went for Halloween. I think I did it a few years. I was always somebody. It was either Randy Moss or Chris Carter. So, but yeah, we were it's a buddy of mine from high school, and we were Randy Moss and Chris Carter, the dynamic duo.
You're a basketball guy. What do you think of the Wolves uniforms honoring Prince? Have you had a chance to see those at all?
Yeah, they look pretty amazing. And not only that, the ones they wore the other night when they won. The old school ones, those are my favorite. Those were unbelievable. Obviously, grew up watching KG and those jerseys, and really liked those.
Boy, Mankato, you had the black jerseys with the purple numerals.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was. I think the Vikings need to bring those black jerseys out. I really liked that in college, and Mankato's got a big game tonight against the Gophers in hockey, and so that'll be pretty good. And then obviously the Mavericks playing Sioux Falls on Saturday, which should be a great game, and hopefully they can continue to keep winning, keep that number one seed.
Yeah, home and home series. That's really fun. And then tonight, of course, you got playoff. Your old Detroit Lakes team is taking on Wilmer.
Yes, Detroit Lakes versus Wilmer and Alexandria. Super excited for them. Section final game. It's been a while since we've been there. So they haven't had a loss yet, knock on wood. But I'm excited to see how they can do there. And hopefully they can get down here so I can catch a game.
Well, that's hey, Adam, I got a little four-year-old grandson having a birthday right now with the radio on. Can Adam Thielen say happy birthday to him?
Happy birthday. That's awesome.
Little Carter Michael. You made his day. I think you might have made his dad and mom's day even more. But, hey, Adam, have a great weekend. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday and talking to you next week.
All right. I appreciate it. Take care.
He is Adam Thielen, wide receiver, Minnesota Vikings, brought to you by Advanced Spine and Pain Clinic of Minnesota here with Dr. Thorson and the whole gang over there. Hey, I would tell you again, if you have some injuries, like let's say your knees are bad, you know you got to have surgery or the hip is hurting or you've got some joint pain, maybe plantar fasciitis, that is very painful. Regenerative medicine's really become something, and you've heard a lot about it. You can go to stemcellmn.com and learn a lot more, and then also at the same time get a free evaluation and see if you're a candidate for this and if this is something that could change your life. I'm thinking of degenerative disc right now, and some folks that I know have that, and that is just that's awful. That hurts all the time. Chronic pain is just a tough thing. And so you have Dr. Thorson, who's a pain doctor. He's an MD, by the way, but went into the pioneering stages really of stem cell research to learn as well what he could, and man, it can make a difference for a lot of people. Are you a candidate? The way to find out, go to Advanced Spine and Pain Clinic of Minnesota or go to stemcellmn.com.